Hi, this is Ann Angela Webb, the Animal Intuitive, and this is the Animal Intuitive Show, where we have weekly episodes about animal communication, natural pet care, and interviews with experts in the fields of animal care and advocacy. CBDs and essential oils have become very popular in the world of natural pet care. However, a lot of my clients have questions about which way to go, which one to choose. I'm here to break down some of the most important things to think about when choosing essential oils versus CBDs, and I hope to make this decision-making process easier for you. Come on, all you doggies, won't you walk with me? I'm the puppet, 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 puppet dog. What I'm going to be talking about is my own experience using CBDs and essential oils with my pets. I am not a veterinarian, and if you decide to use either essential oils or CBDs or both, please consult with your veterinarian first. When you look at CBDs and essential oils, there's some similarities in why you would use them, but there are some differences. So to begin with, the first thing I want to start with is options. So with essential oils, what I have found is that you have more options to become more specific about which essential oils you're going to use for your pet and when. So essential oils, from my experience, you can get a lot more specific about what essential oil you're going to use to support your pet versus CBDs, where I find that they're a little bit more generalized. You don't have as many options to get more specific. So for example, suppose you want to support the nervous system of your pet. With essential oils, you might choose something like lavender or German chamomile. With CBDs, it's not quite as specific. You're just going to be buying a CBD. Whereas again, with essential oils, you can sort of tailor that to which essential oil you find most benefits your pet. And that can vary from pet to pet, and it can vary from situation to situation. It can vary from day to day. So our systems change, same with our pets, they adjust to things, and there might be compounds of an essential oil that are more effective for that pet one day versus another. And these are things that you learn as you're using the essential oils, although some of them, you know, are very much targeted towards helping you know which one to use. Now, you may find that a manufacturer of CBDs has added something like turmeric to their CBD. And so at times there are more specific blends of a CBD to support your animal in a certain way. But I just find that with essential oils, you have a lot more variety in that sense. A point I really want to make here is that either way, with CBDs or essential oils, please make sure that you are using the highest quality. Do your research. You want to find essential oils and CBDs that are free of pesticides, certified organic, third-party tested. You really don't want to save money on these products just for the purpose of saving money. It's better to spend more and get the higher quality item for your pet, because pets are so sensitive. You don't want to do anything that might harm them. So please do your research. I do have in my description below links to items that I use for my pets that can help you sort of narrow down your search. So something else to think about: essential oils versus CBDs, as far as how you're going to use them and what's going to be best for your pet. With essential oils, you can diffuse them, which is using a diffuser to spread the particles of the essential oil into the air. You can use them topically, and they can be ingested. Again, these are things that you want to do a lot of research on before you go ahead and do them if you don't have the experience. I do have the free essential oils ebook, and there's a link for that in the description, and hopefully that can help you a little bit. You have those options with essential oils versus CBDs, where you're either going to be giving them a drop of a CBD right into their mouth, putting it into their food, or you're going to be giving them a treat-based CBD. There are balms for CBDs. I have not used the balms for pets. I have used them for myself for minor aches and pains, and I have found them to be helpful. So they may very well be helpful for your pet, but I can't really speak to those right now because I don't have the experience. So I just want to give you an example scenario where you do need to think about what's going to be better for your pet. I have a cat who's very picky about what she eats. So I have not had success with putting a drop of a CBD into her food, or just putting it on a bowl or anything. and having her willingly eat it, even though it may be chicken flavored or fish flavored. I tend to put a little drop in the corner of her mouth, and then I give her a treat that I know she likes, and I get it in her that way. But something to think about as far as how you're going to get this CBD into your animal's mouth. If you have a picky animal, something to consider. With essential oils, you can diffuse them, as I mentioned, and that's the simplest way to do it, where you know your animal is going to get that through inhalation. So just think about your pet and which of these methods is going to be the easiest and best thing for you and your pet. Another thing I wanted to let you know is that I tend to find that for nervous system support, so for instance, you have fireworks going off or a thunderstorm, both CBDs and essential oils are helpful. However, when it comes to supporting an animal who, for instance, is a little bit low, who's maybe going through grief, so perhaps they've lost a treasured friend or they went from one home to another, I tend to think of using something uplifting as an essential oil, not so much thinking of a CBD in that situation. However, a CBD could be good for helping with that stress, and then that might help to support them. But there's something a little bit more probably targeted that I can use as far as an essential oil goes. Another thing to consider is that essential oils can be great as far as being diffused for support of the respiratory system. And I don't really find that there's a CBD that's going to be helpful in that way. Maybe there is something out there, a balm or something, but I haven't come across it. But that's just something else to think about as far as options for how to use essential oils, and that they can be maybe a little bit more diverse. Please feel free to reach me directly for animal communication consultations, classes, animal massage, animal acupressure, energy work, essential oils at Anne with an E at intuitivetouchanimalcare.com. You can also find out more information about what I do on my website at intuitivetouchanimalcare.com. Thank you so much. God bless. Rub my belly, rub my belly, rub my belly, my belly.